father, brother, and to many of us here, a very good friend, Daniel Ben Moshe. We are escorting his soul from this world to the next world. This world is defined as a world of sheker, as a world of falsehood. And he's entering into the world of emet, the world of truth. I had the privilege of knowing Danny for 14 years. And he was somebody who was always searching for the emet, for the truth. Danny was somebody who was very dedicated and devoted to Torah and mitzvot. I remember he would always tell us how he was able to convince his manager or his chief in the police force that it's important for him to keep Shabbat. So he was, as we all know, a police officer, and often it was a hostile environment for a Jew to be in, especially an observant Jew to be in. But Danny nevertheless managed to stand strong in his beliefs, in his values. When I look at Danny and I reflect on Danny, he was more quality than quantity. I remember that he might have not prayed the entire Shacharit, the entire morning service, but what he prayed, you could see that he was fully involved in his prayer. He loved to sing the prayers. He loved to talk to Hashem, to talk to God. Would love to go, you know, away to his cottage and into nature, into the forest, and just to be one with God, to talk to God and to communicate with God. Also, Danny, you know, this week we learn about, or we study about our forefather Abraham. Our forefather, Avraham Avinu, Avraham, our father. And he, on his own, came to a realization and awareness of God. He questioned God, and he came to an understanding of Hashem. And I remember Danny also, he always questioned. In all the classes, he would always question the things that we take for granted. He would always question it, because he wanted to make Judaism personal. He wanted to make God personal in his life. And for him to make it personal, he had to question. He had to ask. You know, our sages tell us, V'hacha yitena libay, that the living we need to take to heart. At these moments, we have to reflect and to think about his life, about his great virtues, his great qualities, and to be able to take away those great personalities and characteristics that he had in our own day-to-day life, in our own connection with Hashem. There are no words that can express our grief and our shock. I hope and pray that Danny, as he questioned Hashem here, he's going to stand before Hashem and he's going to demand an explanation, and he's going to demand that Hashem should ultimately bring us Mashiach, where we will reunite with our Danny, and he should be a good advocate, a good Melitz Yosher on high for the entire family, for his wife Leah, for his children Shaya and Aaron.
Jonas.
And the family should be comforted as much as possible. I'm going to ask Rabbi Applebaum to say a couple of words.
Last night, as I was trying to collect my thoughts and try to encapsulate the life which I would call him personally, Reb Daniel, because to me, he has risen from Danny to Reb Daniel. He comes to Yeshiva, dedicated to daven and to learn with his heart and soul. To me, he was Reb Daniel. And if I talked to him on the phone, I said, Reb Daniel, how are you? I have a question. He's always Reb Daniel. And how do I typify his life in a few words that would help understand our loss and do justice to eulogy, to appreciate and express the appropriate words of this person who lived a very special life, traveled a long journey, and embraced Yiddishkeit, and embraced it with his heart and soul. I remember the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the ethics of our fathers, that would typify his life. And that is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the last Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, Al Shalosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam, on three things the world exists, Al Hadin, Val Ha'emes, Val Ha'shalom, on Din, on judgment, on truth, and on peace. Each of every one of these aspects, these attributes, typified the life of Reb Daniel. He lived a life of din over 25 years as a policeman. As you heard from Rabbi Friedman, he lived in a hostile world. I'll add to that, if I may. He lived, and we live, in the world in upheaval. He has gone to a better world. The world we live in is not just a world, it's a world is in upheaval. The social world is in upheaval. Where you open up a radio, have you ever heard a radio report not about a person killing or maiming or damaging or robbing? The social world is in upheaval. The moral world is in upheaval. The financial world is in upheaval. Listen to the radio. One day the market is up, one day it's 500 points down. It's a roller coaster. He typified din, justice. If he had to go ahead and give somebody a ticket or have to judge someone harshly, it was like making an investigation to dig and explore the MS. MS was his life. I would say a Dvar Torah, he would challenge the Dvar Torah until he understood its MS. And finally, a man of shalom, a man of peace, very friendly, very easy to get along with, a person who was not just a family man, but a friend indeed. This, in my opinion, encapsulates the life of this special person, Reb Daniil. A man who fought for MS, for Jewish education, fighting for the best education he can get his son, Shaya, was very difficult, and he still was constantly fighting. And he had tremendous hopes for him, and we still have hopes for him. A boy who was very capable, smart, energetic, and full of potential. Reb Daniil never gave up until the last day, until he left us. Reb Daniil is going to be missed. Not just by his family, not just by his friends, but by his community. Because not everybody could typify the Mishnah of Din, MS, and Shalom. Justice, honesty, and peace. He was all three. May his neshama rise to its heights in heaven. May he be a Melech Yosher, a wonderful and positive advocate for himself, his family, for his community, and for Klal Yisrael. And if we can, we should try to ask Mechila. I'll do it on behalf of all of you, that in case there was something that may have happened in your lifetime with him that deserves an apology, I will be your shliach, your liaison, and ask Mechila for all those present and for all those not present. Forgive them as you go up to Shemayim and show Hashem you had a journey of truth. May you be well in Shemayim. May all of us learn from your example. And we should all be zocher to Mashiach Tzidkenu speedily in our days. Amen.
It's very difficult for me to speak. Hashem Natan Vashem Lakach. What can we say? Since I got the call yesterday, your image has left me. How can I call you? There was only one officer. there was only one special person, and there was so something special and unique about you. I called you so many names. When you would walk into the shul, I would call you officer. And when I said officer, you had a shine on your face. You loved that title. When I called you out for the Torah, we called you Daniel ben Moshe. But really, the title you deserve, you were a good friend. You were a warm person. I loved to talk to you. I loved to argue with you. I loved to schmooze with you. Friday night after the shul was over, you would stay behind with your backpack and your bottle of water. And the time would just fly by. There was always something to talk about. When you would come with your dear family to our Shabbat table, we would just never look for conversation, but when you were there, there was always something to talk about. Obviously, if there was something that you loved in your life besides going to your cottage, it was to learn Torah, like the rabbis before expressed. You loved to hear a drasha. You loved to hear a new insight. You loved to hear something deep and meaningful and beautiful in the Torah. And your face would shine. When you would come to shul, you would never stay for the kiddush. You would never stay for Sudash Lishit. That's not what you came for. You came to search. And even after you didn't agree, or you asked, or you questioned, it was always done in a beautiful, respectful manner. And you made it as if you agreed. But really deep down there, I could hear your questions behind it. What a shock. What can we say to your dear wife, to your dear children? We don't know why Hashem takes people so young from the world, but we do know the time Hashem takes the person, Pashat Lech Lecha. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, go away from your land, Mimoladetecha, from the place where you were born, Mibeit Avicha, from your father's home. Hashem says to Avraham, I want you to leave over here, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why did Hashem do that? What was wrong with Avraham where he was? He did a tremendous job. He was successful. He was converting people right, left, and center. Hashem wanted Avraham Avinu to teach us, to implement to our DNA another way of serving Hashem. In Ur Kasdim, where Avraham was, the way Avraham served Hashem was through breaking idols, was through fighting, very aggressive. But you notice when he came to Eretz Yisrael, that didn't happen. There was none of that. There were plenty of idols. How did he communicate to his brothers? How did he bring his brothers closer by? He says the Torah, Lech lecha me'artzecha, over there veheye bracha. You do it through blessings. You do it through love, through drops of ahava, softness, soft-spokenness. And through that you're going to bring your brothers back. A different approach in serving God. Hashem wanted both of them. But he wanted Avraham to implement the DNA in our, in his children, which is us, two ways of serving God. My dear friend, Officer Strauss, the Lech Lecha is your life. This is the word I can describe your life with. You are, from the beginning of your life to the last day, you were a Lech Lecha. You went and you searched and you went, you left your father's home, you left your country, you left your customs, you searched for Emet and you never stopped. I remember you told us, right in the beginning, that you were not religious yet. And you were looking for religion. You went to Bathurst. Your wife might correct me if this is not correct, but I think this is what I remember that you told me. And you went to stand ambassadors and you said, no, I'm going to just follow a person to shul. Just going to go walk behind him. That was the first time. And that didn't end so well. You came to shul, you were kicked off your place 4 times. But you didn't stop over there. You didn't say, that's it. The next Shabbat you went back. You took a different Jew to a different shul. Because you were a lech lecha. You were constant going, constant searching for new ways to serve God. And whoever you could learn with from, you would learn from. Remember the very first time when you were eating with us Friday night, you told us a story, one of your many stories you had as an officer. And I was so inspired by your words. You told us how you could learn from a homeless person, a way to serve Hashem from a homeless person. You learned a life lesson from that person. That was your life. Yes, officer. You didn't belong to one shul. You hopped around. Because that was you. You couldn't have enough from what one shul had to offer you. You had to take from every shul in the neighborhood. Take more and more Torah, and more Dvar Torah, and more Emet. You kept searching. That's the Lech Lecha that you went to and Hashem took you on this parasha. But your journey hasn't finished. Your Lech Lecha hasn't finished. Your Lech Lecha just starts. Because now, Lech L'Shalom. Go to the next world. V'tishkav b'shalom. And in Shamayim, you're going to be thrilled. You're going to enjoy it over there. You're going to really learn the Emet, the truth of the Torah that your whole life searched for. But don't forget, us. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about us. I'm worried about your wife. I'm worried about your children. I remember last Rosh Hashanah when I asked you, Mr. Strauss, are you coming to David with us? He says, no, Rabbi. I need to go to Thornhill because there's a program there for Shaya. And again, it was always to search, where is there the place where I can drink the most Torah, the best for my son, the best for me, the best for my family. When you go to Shamayim, when you travel your last Lech Lecha, don't forget to pray for us, to pray for your dear wife, to pray for your children, to pray for the community. I will miss you personally as a tremendous friend. I will miss you presence. I miss you questions. I miss you teaching. But I know you are in a good place. May Hashem help that you should give the true condolences to your wife and family. And Bezrat Hashem, very soon, we will reunite B'tchiyat HaMetim U'macha me'al dima me'al kol panim. Amen.
Amen.
Very briefly, things that were said, just to reiterate. Last few years as an officer, he was having problems keeping Shabbos. They were giving him a hard time. We had many, many conversations. And he said, there's one thing. If they don't get it, he's not going to be an officer and he'll figure out what to do. But Shabbos, chas v'sholem, he will not break. It was mentioned, I always used to ask questions. I would like to mention also the times that he would give a speech. When Rabbi Daniel would prepare something, if he sponsored a kiddush, he didn't just come and start talking. He prepared. He printed out papers what he's going to say. He always included a story that happened to him while he was an officer and a hira, a lesson that he learned in Avodas Hashem. And he brought it down in a practical way for everyone there to learn a practical way how we can serve Hashem for the things that he himself experienced. Like was mentioned before, Reb Daniel was one that went to all different shuls. He felt at home at all shuls, and he was welcomed at all shuls. Many times he told me with tremendous pride, he said, I think I'm the only outsider that when I come to the yeshiva, I get aliyah right away. And something that he was proud of. He kept on telling it to me again and again. He was loved by everyone, as we see here today. He was a yid that stood for the emes, like we said. And his emes was to find the truth, what he had to understand, and he had to explain it in a way that made sense to him. And if it didn't, he would ask again and again and again. We'll definitely miss him. Everyone here together in the community will miss him. If it's the times that we spent in our house of Shabbat, the classes that he joined, either in person or later on Zoom, he would almost never miss the Wednesday night class that we had. He would come. He would question. He would ask. May Hashem help. He should be a good advocate for his dear wife Leah, for his children, that he should merit to see what mattered so much to him. Lots of Yiddish Anachas, and we should finally merit what it says, Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, there will be no more death, which will be, death will be swallowed in, which will be with the coming of Mashiach. May we merit this speedily in our days.
Amen.
Not much more to add. There's two personal memories I have of Reb Daniel as he was Rabbi Appelbaum, fittingly calling him. I think maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, he called my father out of the blue, and he goes way back with my father from the early days of Eishet Torah. So when we talk about the journey, I remember as a little boy when he started his journey, and he just called my father and said, you know, your son's working hard. He's doing a great job. And that was it. And that was the phone call. A man of shalom, a man of peace, like Rabbi Appelbaum says, is someone who does that out of the blue to give nachas to somebody who he hasn't spoken to in many years. And the second memory I have is after one davening, as is unfortunately customary to happen when we sing Adon Olam, everyone decides to be very clean and put away the sidurim and pick up tissues. And Adon Olam, the beautiful song, gets lost in the shuffle. And he would get frustrated because he loved to sing the davening, as was mentioned. And he went up to me and said, please, please, I beg you, can you do something and make an announcement right before Adon Olam? Nobody clean up. There'll be time to clean up. Let's all sing Adon Olam together. And I looked at him and there were almost tears in his eyes. And I said, yes. And I made the announcement the next time, and everyone sang Adon Olam beautifully together. Did it last? I don't know. But that's reflected in the midah. Rabbi Appelbaum put it perfectly, and we're saying the midah of Din and Emes, reflecting his name, Daniel. Din is truth, and he was Daniel, justice for Hashem's sake. When you have the Almighty on your mind and in your consciousness at all times, then this is the kind of person you are. And this is why I want to thank him personally and communally for teaching us a lesson. How to be really like Avraham, like very Abrahamic, to go beyond your comfort zone. It's a very uncomfortable thing when someone asks very penetrating, difficult questions, individually and in a group setting. People get uncomfortable. That's the only way that you can grow. It's the only way you can become better. And he did this, and he wasn't afraid to do it. And it's a big lesson for all of us. When we live in a world where we have to be quiet and self-contained, he teaches us to go beyond our comfort zone, like Abraham did, which is the difference between Abraham and Noah. Noah was a righteous person. You could be righteous personally, but still be perhaps responsible for the destruction of humanity. Our job is to be like Abraham, to go beyond our comfort zone, to save humanity, and to teach everyone what it means to be a little bit out of your comfort zone, to grow and to change, to do whatever you can to help your community grow, and more, most importantly, to do whatever you need to do to be a great father and husband as he was to Leah and his boys. And so on behalf of my community and all the Jewish people, thank you for those lessons. I also ask Mechila if there's anything that was said or done. I ask on behalf of my community. And God willing, we should all learn from Daniel ben Moshe. He should be an advocate of peace and truth as he was in this lifetime. He should be an effective one in the next lifetime for Leah, Shai, and Aaron, and for our entire communities. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Aaron. Daniel's son. You know, so I didn't have anything prepared, but the rabbi asked me to speak, and just want to thank everybody for coming. I can clearly see how many friends he really had, and how important he was to everybody and on me. You know, I didn't grow up in the Orthodox faith around rabbis. It wasn't important to my dad at the time, but in his late 30s, he became religious. And I supported that, and it was new to me, and it was a little bit different, but I could see now, seeing everybody, how important community and everything was to him. And I tried, you know, Friday night dinners, Shabbat dinners, and every other holiday. Maybe it wasn't as important to me, but it was important to him, and that's something that I'll always remember. And again, you know, like you guys said too, he could talk about anything, right? You know, if you guys were talking about religion, I was talking about Buffalo Bills or Maple Leafs or something. So I think, like you said, he could talk about anything, and very supportive, and always be there for whoever needed at any time. He'd always answer the phone, and he'd always be there. And I just want to thank everybody else for coming, and nice to meet everybody.
Thank you.
What do we do now? I should say something.
El Maleda Kamim Shaykhem Rahimim Hamsaim Nuchan Dukhaina Al Kadfe Yashkina Bemaloi Takidai Shemutahidim Gezayaki Yamazidim Es Nishmas Daniel ben Moshe Shehalach L'Olamai Bavosh Nazru Tzedaka Beyat Hashkadosh Nishmasai Began Eidan Tehei Menuchasai Lachain Baal Rachamim Zasti Vehu B'Saisa K'nafav Li'Olamim V'Yitzra B'Yitzra HaChayim Esh Nishmasai Adonayu Nachalasai V'yanuach al mishkavoy b'shalom v'naymar amen.
This moment we will do the mitzvah of putting the dirt back into the grave. The first three times we use the back side of the shovel, and then we use regularly.
Adonai,
Natan,
Vadonai,
Lakach,
Yehi,
Shem,
Adonai,
Mevairach,
Hu Rachum Yichaprom Liyashchis, Vehibalashiv Apoi, Velayir Kol Chamasai.
Chapter 49 in Tehillim.
Memtes.
Lam Natzeh, Liv Nekerech Mizmer, Shim, Ozez Kola Amim, Hazin, Kol Yishach Oled, Gamli Odin, Gamli Ish, Yachad Oshav Evin, Piyadabu Chochmeis, Bohagus, Nidhi Tavunis, Atal Moshal Ozni, Utah Bechina Hidossi, Lom, Ira Bemedo, Avain Akiva Yisubaini, Habet Himal Chelam of Rave Oshram Yisalolo, Achle for the Eve, the Ish, Laitan Lahim Kofre, the Yaker, Pidye Navsham,
וחדלה אילון וכי אילון נצג לא יירח השחס כי יירח החם ימוסו יחד כסיל ובר יבדו ועוז ולאחרים חילום כי בבתים לא אילון משכני סם לדי ודיר קור ושמי סמלי אדם היס ואדם ביקר בעלי יולין ימשל כבהמס נדמו זה דרכם כסלומי ואחרי בפים ירצה סלע קצין לשאל שעת המובס יראים ויר דובם ישרים לבקר וצורם לבעלי שאל מזבולי אך אליהם יבדה נפשי מיד שאל כי כוחי ניסה לו אל תירו כי יאשר איש כי יר בכבד ביסי כלי ומייסי ככה כל לא ירד אחרות כבדי כי נפשי בחייב יורך וידוך הכיסי תבלוך טוב היה דרה ויסוב עד נצח לא ירעיר עוד הרבי קר ולא יבין אם שאל כבהמס נדמו
The
women shouldn't be in front of them. Maybe it's not in the van here.
Okay.
Yiskadal ve yiskadash shemei rabo bol mo di ve rochir usay ve yam lich malchusay v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei dechol beis Yisrael ba'agolo uvizman koriv v'imru amen yehei shemei rabo mevorach le'olam ul'olmei olmayo Yisbarach v'yishtabach v'yispa'ar v'yisroimam v'yisnasei v'yishador v'yisale v'yishalol Shemei v'kutcha b'rich hu le'ela min kol b'rchotso v'shiraso tus b'rchotso v'nechemoso Da Amiron bi Alma bi Imru Amen. Gehesh Lama Rabba min Shmaya v'chayim Oleinu v'al kol Yisrael bi Imru Amen.
Take three steps back.
Oseh Shalom b'mayimav hu ya'aseh Shalom Oleinu v'al kol Yisrael bi Imru Amen.
Sure. We ask everyone to form two lines, one for the women, one for the men, and the mourners will pass through.
Let me see, over here. I think everybody should stand over here because there's too much interruption over here. Let's just stand in here. In a, over here, we'll begin a straight line this way, beginning with me looking that way. Stand this way. That's it. Perfect, 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 perfect. So you can stand right over here. Yes. Over here. Stand over here. Okay. The women can form over here. Stand over here. Women should form over here. Some on this side. Okay.
This side?
Yeah, that's up for the women walking in between the women. Huh?
Mine is this side.
Yeah. What? Where?
Maybe we can ask the men to go on this side.
Yeah.
Let's ask all the men on this side, all the women on this side.
Okay. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem B'shoch Sha'avei Litziyayim V'Rushalayim.